Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Chav Dalet. We're looking at Simen Chav Dalet. Klal Chav Dalet, Simen Chav Dalet. Bracha Yudches is Moedim and Achtulok. So the 18th Bracha of Shon Esrei is the Bracha of Moedim. V'karei B'tchila B'soiv, K'mosh Ksavdu, Klal Chav Gimel. We said before that Moedim is one of the Brachas where we bow in Ovis and in Moedim and Hoidah. We bow at the beginning of Moedim and the end of Moedim. So Alanisim is inserted in Moedim by Shachar, Simincha, and Marav, all of the Tehillos. We add in the phrase of Ksoiv into the paragraph of Moedim as well during Sarsim Hisker. Both of these halachas, both Alanisim and both Uksoiv, the halacha is if a person didn't say it, once he's finished the bracha, even he just said bracha to Hashem. So we don't say, well, you have to go back. It's not b'di'evad. These insertions are not ma'akev. So a person will continue and say, etar lachzor v'enu maskeret. So you do not need to go back, and you do not need to mention these the tefillah of Ksav and the tefillah of Alanisim. So once you say bracha to Hashem, we don't say selam derech ukechuk like the Mishnah Berurah says, thereby allowing you to go back. We say no, it's not ma'akib, so it's not right. You can't just add these extra phrases in Milosh and Esrei unless we're trying to save you from a greater problem of not being yotze daven. But this is not ma'akib in your tefillah. So you are yotze, so we leave the tefillah as is. We don't insert anything. We just continue. Now there is a remor that says if a person forgot alanisim in benching, so the appropriate place to insert alanisim in benching is in the second bracha of Nodu Lecha. If a person forgot it there, what a person can do is when he gets to the harachamons at the end of benching, so he can introduce alanisim with a harachamon. The Harachamon who yasalanu nisim niflos, the merciful one should do for us wondrous deeds, nisim niflos, miracles and wonders. Just like you did for our ovis, our forefathers, in these days, in that time, once upon a time. And then we would continue with either the paragraph of Bimei Matisyo or Bimei Mordechai, depending whether it's Chanukah or Purim. So you will insert in the harachamons, you will make a phrase of a harachamon, the Bereshim should have mercy upon us to do nisim similar to what they did then, what they did in the time of Purim or the time of Chanukah. So the place can point out that the same way you can do that, you can take this paragraph, which is a paragraph of praise, and make it into a paragraph of bakasha, so you can insert in Elokein Hetzor the same phrase. That we daven Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he should bring us wonders and miracles, just like they did once upon a time. This is what the Rosh Hashanah did in the time of Mordechai, in the time of Matisyo. The Mishnah Berurah does bring an opinion that on Purim, Alanisim is Ma'akev. Since on Purim, the Chi of Suda is meeker than the Din of Suda, as opposed to on Chanukah, there's no Din Suda at all. And we know in general, whenever there's a Chi of Suda, so a person has to mention in the benching something in regard to the occasion. So there's a Chi of Suda on Shabbos. If a person forgot, we'd say he has to go back. If there's a Chi of Suda on Yom Tov, if he forgot Yalav Yavo, he has to go back. There's no Chi of Suda. It's a Maila, but there's no Chi of Suda on Rosh Chodesh. You forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to go back. On Purim, there's a Chi of Suda. So maybe you should have to go back. So the truth is, Mishnah Berurah does bring an opinion which says that Alanisim on Purim is ma'akev. There actually is a machloikas on Purim whether a person has to actually wash. We say that it didn't suit on Purim. Is that a didn't suit with the requirement of washing or not? So Pasha Bulim is a chiyuv of washing, so then the Alanisim would be ma'akev. So a person, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says a person should be extremely careful to say Alanisim, because otherwise you're left in this in a halachic bind. According to one opinion, you're not Yotzei, so you need to repeat benching. According to one opinion, you are Yotzei, and you're not allowed to repeat benching. It's a bracha l'matol to repeat benching, so you can't correct your problem. So a person who gets Alanisim, he's in a very significant halachic bind, and therefore the best thing to do is make sure that doesn't happen. A person should be very careful to say Alanisim, even more so than Chanukah, in on Purim, in the benching, a person should make very careful not to forget Alanisim during the Sudas Purim, in order to avoid being stuck in this halachic conundrum. Have a good day.